Well, here we are now. It's Tuesday. It's the news, according to me. Wow. Good morning, folks. It is Tuesday, September 30th, the last day of the month. 7:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Kevin. And we are here. I have a little bit of a sinus thing going on. I don't know what's happening with that. I know I've just kind of... I've been on a four-day trip, and got in kind of late last night. Traffic was bad. Had to do some things along the way, on the way back home. And, it's been, I don't know if I'm just kind of tired, I think. And unfortunately, I only have 2 days off because of the transition of the month here. I've got to start up my month again on Thursday. So today feels like Monday to me for some reason. But I know it's not. It's not, is it? I think it's Tuesday. Yeah, yesterday was a long day. I have, so my voice is sounding a little funny. I suppose that's the bottom line of what I was saying there. Now, in my cup this morning, I have a well-deserved and well-needed cup of chai with my, you can hear the sigh in the background of my little puppies finally calming down. I have my regular, Big Train chai with Almond Joy Creamer. And then I also have my backup cup today is something a little bit surprising for some of you. My brother, every year, he has apple trees and he has a ton. If you need some apples, let me know. Because let's just say there's an overabundance of apples this year. I mean, there's so many apples on this tree that he has to put little things on it to hold up the limbs because they're falling down. Yeah, it's ridiculous. We went and picked a couple of buckets full, and we're making applesauce. But he makes apple cider as well, and it's I think some of the best apple cider I've ever had. That is good stuff. It's got the right. It's tart, and yet it's everything you would think apple cider should be. It's there. It's got it. It's good stuff. And so I got home to that. He gave us a couple gallons of that, I think. I think he should go into business making that stuff every fall. I think he'd make probably $1 million every year just in the fall, selling that stuff for, $100 a gallon. Make 1 million gallons. I don't do the math. I don't know. 1,000 gallons. I don't know. 10,000 gallons on $100 a piece. I don't know. Whatever the math it works out to. I'm not an Athmasian. I have lots of things to talk about, and we're not going to talk about any of them. There's some things we're going to talk about. We have. Some political things that are going on, but just some current events that are happening. I'm going to kind of weigh in on some things that have happened here recently. In fact, what was crazy over the weekend, there was some stuff that happened on Thursday and Friday that I didn't talk about. And the last show I had was on Thursday morning. Some stuff happened over the weekend and some stuff happened on Friday that didn't really have a chance to talk about on the show. And the news cycle has cycled so far through that, some of that stuff, that it's not even relevant anymore, so to speak. There are a lot of YouTubers, a lot of guys that create content on YouTube, even the current event news guys, people like Liberal Hive Mind and some of the others, they do stuff they don't put it out right away. My show, if I would do it live every day if I could, which is, gets as current events as can be. But typically I do my show and then I post it right away. I don't mess around with editing. These guys have a lot of editing to do, which makes their show very good. The quality of the show is good. But sometimes they're 1 or 2 days behind on news events. So they might report on something and they might talk about something and come to find out it's way different than it was. Now there's Vince Deo and Devoid Arkins, those two guys, they tend to get stuff out pretty quickly. They don't do a lot of production time on their shows, which is good. I mean, they get it out quickly, I should say. They spend time on their production, but it's usually within a 24-hour window, typically. However, a lot of times they get stuff wrong. So this whole thing about this, that we're going to talk a little bit about the shooter in Michigan, this attack on a Mormon church. Very horrific. I'm not even sure I know all the details yet. I haven't listened this morning to any news reports. The first thing I heard was that one person was killed. The shooter himself was killed. And I think that there was one other person there. There's been now reported some more victims and casualties from there. It's crazy what's happening with this politically. We're going to talk about that a little bit. I'm not sure if my dog just went through the, I think he might have went upstairs. Anyway, I'm going to have to go get my dog here in just a minute. But he wandered off. I usually have him on the leash here, and he kind of, this morning, he usually just lays here beside me, but he's not doing that this morning. I have some other things happening. There was this deal with the school board, the superintendent of a school up in Iowa, I think it was, out in Iowa, who was an illegal alien. Guy's a fraud. Guy got into where he's at, all kinds of fraudulent stuff he was pulling. And of course, now he was here illegally only because he came here on a student visa, and then he overstayed his visa by like a year. He had a deportation order under the Biden administration, and of course it wasn't executed. So when they went after him, and they're just trying to play catch up with all this stuff now, and come to find out, you know, he tried to run. He had a gun and a knife. I don't feel about the Second Amendment, but he's not a citizen. I mean, you can't be coming here non-citizen. Here illegally and have a gun and a knife and, you know, and be a superintendent of school. It's just crazy stuff like that. And of course we have some other, the looming government shutdown, of course, is a whole other issue. Some of the stuff that's been happening with that, the roundabout stuff that's happening and what that's going to mean for our country, what's happening there, what all is going on. We've been through this before. We've been through numerous government shutdowns, by the way. And every side plays it as if the other side is always at fault. And of course, they always make comments that come back around to haunt them after they don't care. They're at that point now where they don't care. They realize most people aren't paying attention. And one side will shut it down. And the next time they say that, because they have to, we have to shut it down. We've got to shut down the government. And they blame it on the other side. And the next time the other side shuts it down and they blame it on the other side. And it's always what they have to do to save the world, to save the country, we have to shut down the government. It's the other side's fault. And when the other side's in charge, they blame it on the other side. And it's the other side's fault, and we have to do it to save the world and to save the country. And it's just, you know, just the constant stuff like that. It just drives me nuts with this, the political footballs that are out there. Now, having said that, this time it is literally, in all fairness, in my opinion, this is the Democrats' fault. And it all stems around TDS. The kind of things that are happening are just like when Donald Trump comes out and says, don't take Tylenol if you're pregnant. Just don't take it. Just don't take Tylenol. Just don't take it. And now you've got people on TikTok, pregnant women, slamming it down. There are overdoses of people taking too much. They're on record now. There are Tylenol overdoses went through the roof. because Donald Trump said not to. So I'm going to take it. I'm going to take a whole bottle. How insane, how deranged. I heard something the other day. Maybe I should play it on the show. This might be actually a good idea. I think I may just actually try this because hopefully I can find it. It was, I listened to this and I almost posted it on Facebook. Actually, it was on Facebook. Come to think of it, it was on Facebook. And I doubt that I'm going to be able to, I'm not going to be able to play it on here, I don't think. Oh, that's kind of sad for me. This guy was really good. Now, he's I guess you could say he's African-American. He's an American. He's happens to be dark-skinned. Let's see what I can pull up here with this. Maybe I can try to pull it up here real quick and see if it'll log in automatically for me. It's not going to do it. Well, let's just go to Facebook, I guess. Yeah, let's do that. I think it'll log in for me. I probably won't be able to find it. So I don't know if there's any history. I'm not a robot. Okay, just stop asking. Do I look like a robot? I might look like something that AI could put out, but check your. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing all this. Check your email code. Whatever. What's that all about? Facebook. Here we go. Security code. Oh my goodness. This is. Okay, we're gonna get that. Paste that. Continue on. I'm not gonna be able to find this. I don't think I have a. Is there any place to look at my history? I don't think there is. Shortcuts, Seymour. Friends, Meta, Marketplace, Videos, Seymour. Let's see more. Events, feeds, gaming. Pages, orders, see less. I want to see less of Facebook. I don't get on Facebook much anymore. I don't see. Memories. I don't know. Yeah, there's just nothing on there. Maybe I can find this. I doubt I'm going to find this guy. Slavery. I don't see it anywhere on here. I'm sure they're not going to put this guy's thing up front because it blew apart the whole idea of slavery. Talked about slavery as being a human issue, not an African issue. He talked, I wish I would have recorded it because it was, that might be him right there. That's not him. Boy, he's not even on here at all. I've scrolled down through 20 of these, and he's nowhere to be found. Only because he gives a very clear it's just not on here at all. This is just. Really frustrating. Abby Phillips responds to viral slavery debate. Defends museums and historical. Okay, whatever. It is not on here. I do apologize, folks. This guy, he really lays it out really, really well. I mean, to the point where I really wanted to post it, and I don't like posting much of anything on Facebook anymore, but especially anything political or anything near political. But he makes it very clear. He went to Ghana and basically stood in a slave hut or capturing place, basically a prison type thing, where people who, he goes, people who look like, I heard this might be it right here. This could be it. I don't know. Actually, it is on YouTube. What's this guy's name? This is actually a clip from YouTube. Deli Reacts, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that's, I don't think that's him. No, because this is a guy who's, oh, this is a guy who's reacting to his video. Not the actual video. I see how that works. Boy, I wish I could find this. We'll do that maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow during the live show, we'll talk about this guy's thing because it's worth listening to. So there's that. There's some other things that are looming out there at this point. We'll have to see what happens with all of it. I did not warm up my cup today, so it's already cooling off a little bit. Look at all that email I've got there. That's just amazing. Okay, so anyway, let's talk a little bit about the... Oh, Candace Owens. I'm going to talk about Candace Owens as well. She's going a little bit off the deep end. And I have some theories about this. And I don't want to upset any of my Catholic friends, but I do have some theories about some of these issues that they're having with the... with Candace Owens, what she's doing right now and what's happening with her. It's a little bit concerned about what she's happening. Anyway, the let's talk about the first thing on the agenda here. The Michigan shooter. So for those of you who don't know what happened, which I'm kind of amazed. I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and they hadn't even heard about it. Now it was the weekend, and granted, a lot of people watch ball games on the weekends, and they pay no attention to some of the news things that happen. And that amazes me. I get it. You want a ball? You've got a hobby. You got a ball team you want to watch. That's fine. Whatever. I just don't, I don't go there, and it's just been one of those things where I don't know how you miss this kind of thing. And they're calling it Blank Michigan. I don't know. I thought it was Blanc, of course, I was in Montreal yesterday, so that's probably why I'm thinking more French. Oui, oui. I'm not du fromage. I have, I think more, there's this deal where this guy, okay, so this guy is he has a pickup truck and he has flags on the back, American flags, crashes it into the side of a building, a Mormon church. I don't know that that was an entranceway that he crashed into. He made his own entranceway. I know that because it doesn't look like there's a door there. It just, the truck is, unless the truck was just so much bigger than the door. Maybe there's just like a walk-in door or a fire escape door. There's no door there in the picture that I saw. It was just a truck in a hole. And I don't know. I guess he smashed into the building. Now, I don't know how this works. How do you smash into anything anymore these days without setting off your airbags? How do you get? And of course they pop and they. And you get out and all that stuff. You can get out after that, but it's just that you get slammed by an airbag. You don't forget that. My wife was involved in a small little fender bender thing. And of course it set off the airbags, but the car was too old, had too many miles on it. They didn't want it. The cost of just repacking the airbags and putting new airbags in it was actually more expensive, which is crazy because there was on that car, there was a recall for it to put in new airbags. That they could have just put two new airbags in there. Of course, that's different than once they've been deployed. It's a whole other thing. And it would cost more to do that than it was supposedly for the insurance company. That was worth more than the car. And they just totaled it, which I should have purchased it at the time. I didn't do that. Could have purchased it for like $300. And it would definitely, and now it's worth like 15 grand. But the, who knew? Who knew it was going to be worth that kind of money? The point is, this guy crashes his car into his truck, I guess. Maybe he turned off the airbags. Maybe he disconnected them or something. I don't know. I didn't know it was possible. It's a chemical reaction. If you understand how airbags work, it actually pushes in on a thing, and it's not an electronic tripping sensor type thing. It's a chemical reaction that causes the expansion of the airbag. Anyway, he gets out with apparently an AR-15 or whatever he had, which is not an army military weapon. The military does not use AR-15s, by the way, just so you know. And of course, everybody thinks this AR stands for assault rifle. It's an assault rifle. Well, any weapon used in an assault is an assault weapon. So you can use a knife to assault someone. Now it's an assault knife. You can put a scope on a knife, I guess, and a grip, a special grip. Now it's an assault knife. Which, you know, in the UK, they have banned certain size knives. Because they banned guns, and then people started using knives, so they had to start banning knives. See, because again, it's not the tool that runs around by itself shooting people. And by the way, when you ban something, it doesn't mean it just ceases to exist. It just means that law-abiding citizens don't have one anymore. We can talk about that all day. That might be a good thing for a topical Tuesday. That's of course it is Tuesday, and we could get topical. I think next week. Now you see the rest of my month. I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays off, and actually, next week I have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. However, after that, then I only have. I just have the rest of the month. I have 3 days off during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, that doesn't mean I will only have shows on those days. It means that I probably will always have a show on a Thursday as well. I just have to go start work that day, but I can probably get a show in that day. Anyway, this guy gets out with this assault rifle. Just starts indiscriminately shooting. Apparently, that's the word I heard, is that he just started shooting into the congregation and into people in general around the area. Now, again, this is a Mormon church. Now, far right wing MAGA people, I have never heard of any of them having an issue with Mormons. I don't see that. There's only one thing that everybody talk. I don't know that anybody has actually talked about this, and I don't. It's everybody's talking about. Well, yeah, he hates Christians. Well, yeah, MAGA, far right MAGA people don't hate Christians, first of all, and they keep calling Mormons Christians. I don't consider Mormons Christians. I'm sorry. They are a off brand of the Christian faith. It is a twisted version of the Christian faith. There are probably very few people within the Mormon faith who are actually saved, who actually understand Christianity as it is and depend on Christ alone and shit. The whole thing and their confession of faith is not the confession of faith that's in Scripture. And I can't consider them my fellow believers. Glenn Beck, I think, has he's living a phony Mormon life. I don't think he believes in his Mormon doctrine anymore. But he claims to be. He says he is, but I don't know. Most of them will separate themselves from Christianity. They think that they are the right ones and Christians are wrong. Evangelical, Bible believing Christians are wrong. They put more weight on the Book of Mormon than they do on the scriptures of you know the typical canon. And that in and of itself tells me all I need to know. So, but and I've had some friends who are Mormon. It's, you know, normal people, but they're, as far as what they believe, I'm sorry. It's like Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm sorry. There are even some denominations that consider themselves Christian that I would say, you know, if you hold fast to this doctrine, I think this is a doctrine that's not from God. So I'm just saying. Now, Roman Catholics, we're not going to go there. So we have and again, it's not for me to judge them at the end of their. I'm not doing eternal judgment on any of these people. I don't know. That's not in my hands to do that. That's when they stand before God with their relationship and what they have to hold before Him. You know, my theory is it's not a matter of, well, you walk up there and show him your life and he's going to look at your life. And that's the first time he's going to see your life. And he's going to look at you and go, oh, okay, you checked off all the boxes and you've got all the right theology. So welcome aboard. That's not the way it's going to be. Those are the people he's never known. It's that relationship you have with him. That's what it's based on. You walk in and all of a sudden you're right in mid-conversation with him. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're standing before him. And there he is. That's him. Right there. I guess I died. it's this thing where there's this, you know, ongoing relationship with him. And not just you talking at him, but talking to him and with him. Anyway, of course, that only happens through confession of faith, confession of sin, repentance, all the whole thing, where it all starts. Acknowledgement of your... Anyway, I'm not going to go through the whole salvation message here. Let me know. By the way, you can call or you can text me. You can 812-379-8778. Call or text. It's a hotline. You can leave a message or you can text the show. If you have questions about any of those things, I'd be happy to talk to you about them. And I'll meet you where you are. I'm not going to try to. Anyway, so this guy gets out, shoots up this church, and I guess several people. And then the thing catches on fire. Now I don't know if he actually set something on fire or if it was his truck that caused the fire. I don't know which way that happened exactly, but the place burned like crazy. I mean, it was a massive fire. I have a feeling it was something in some kind of an incendiary device that he launched on this thing. Now there is one. I was getting to this. There's one tie to Charlie Kirk in this whole thing. This thing happened in Utah, and there are a lot of Mormons in Utah where Charlie Kirk was killed. And maybe, and of course, this very deranged, messed up kid who killed Charlie Kirk. Unfortunately, he was raised Mormon, in a Mormon family. Now, maybe that's why this guy was upset and just decided he's been heard saying that, I guess he was supposedly, allegedly, he said that he believes that Mormons are the Antichrist. Now, anybody who understands theology would know that is absolutely ridiculous to say that. I don't know where he gets that. How did he come to that idea? It is definitely, in my opinion, is anti-Christian theology. It leaves the basic foundation of the faith. But the Antichrist is not going to be a Mormon. I'm a little bit off the rails there. Now, having said all of that, I don't know. Bottom line is, I don't know. We're still, you know, learning more about the whole situation. Last thing I was listening to about in the news was the. Now there's this big thing about a shirt that he was wearing, and it was had a Trump shirt on. Now they're saying that, well, people photoshopped the Trump shirt out of it. He was wearing a camo shirt that they photoshopped a Trump logo on it. Another theory is that it was a Trump shirt that they photoshopped the Trump thing out. I've heard both sides of this. You know what really matters here is none of that matters. The whether he was wearing a Trump shirt or not, who he voted for, does not matter in this case. I don't know what Mormons have to do with politics. This is not a political thing. They're trying to make it into one, and Eric Swalwell was one of the first people who put it out. Look at here he is wearing a Trump shirt. Eric Swalwell put that out. So what? Here he is in his yard. He's got a stop sign, and he's got a Trump sign on the stop sign. Above it or below it or something, I don't know. Now that could be read both ways. It could be, you know, stop Trump, whatever it was. They're trying to pin this on a MAGA. This is another crazy MAGA guy shooting up a church. Yeah, do you see people on the right? Do you see MAGA people celebrating this? Let's just try to compare. They're trying to get a what about it. It's always what about it. Every time you mention the Charlie Kirk assassination, well, what about this? What about that? What about? What about the people who were killed up in Minnesota? We're not keeping score here, okay? It's a response to this stuff that gets me more than anything else. When you don't have condemnation coming from their leaders about what happened to Charlie Kirk. And if this guy comes to find out if he was doing this for political reasons, I would condemn it on every side of the. He's not a hero. This guy's not a hero. The guy who killed Charlie Kirk on the left, there is a very large number of individuals. And if you don't know that, you can watch all kinds of videos about people posting on TikTok about how they got fired for posting their little celebratory thing about Charlie Kirk getting shot. And they fired me. They fired me from my teaching job. Yeah. You don't need to be a teacher. If you're going to be having that kind of attitude, you're going to be dancing around in front of your students, thrilled about the fact that a man was assassinated. Because you are deranged. You have a problem. You have a mental issue. If that's where you're going with that. You need to seek help. You really do. And you shouldn't be teaching young hearts and minds. Period. If my child were in your class, my child would be out of your class. And I know there's teachers out there like that are kind of under the radar, incognito, covert, sliding in little things here and there that people don't notice. Okay, fine, whatever. But when you're that blatantly out there, and then the left, the leadership on the left doesn't come out and condemn that. It doesn't condemn the assassination. Well, I don't know what's in the heart, what's in the minds of other people. I can't control their minds. You didn't say that when your husband was getting hit by, with a hammer. Oh, it was a MAGA guy. Oh, really? Somehow MAGA is supposed to control what's going on. It's Trump's fault. Trump's rhetoric. Oh, so there's a two-way. See, that's one of those little double standard things. Hypocrisy, double standard. It just drives me nuts, the people on the left. Hypocrisy and double standards drive me nuts anyway. And I'm sure I'm guilty of it, but when it's blatantly abundant the way it is on the left, it drives me even further nuts. And again, this comes back to the self-awareness, introspect, the ability to examine yourself, or lack of the ability. Which is, again, falls back to the maturity level of a 12-year-old. The little world is just this big, and it's just, you know, it's just within their little bubble. Anyway, so what? Who knows what this guy's? No, they're trying to pin a motive on this guy. They're trying to make it. Oh, he's a Trump supporter, therefore he went out and shot up a Mormon church. Okay, how do you bring those two things together? He's a former Marine. He had flags on his truck, which is a typical thing for MAGA people, by the way. A lot of times people have a U.S. flag and a U.S. flag plus. Of course, now this is really more telling about who they are. Well, leftists don't have flags on their trucks. Yeah, because they don't like this country. That they wouldn't have a flag because they don't. Because they hate this country. They see it as a sign of oppression, which is also happening in the UK, by the way. There's a video of I think she was a 12 or 13-year-old kid, 15-year-old kid, whatever it was. She's standing up and she's waving a British flag. But she's not in the protest zone, so a cop came over and took the flag away from her and walked off with it. Said she can't, that she's not in the right zone to wave a flag in protest. It's the British flag, by the way, in Britain. And it was taken away from her because, and she's, they said, she's lucky she's not being arrested for inciting violence and causing a hate crime. Now, there's a guy that got arrested. There are arrests going on, by the way, in Britain right now. In the UK, there are arrests going on for people posting things on social media. Or for putting things on their vehicles, signs, or whatever it is, for posters, signs, all kinds of things, for free speech. And they're like, oh, we believe in free speech here. You just can't say something that's offensive. That's the whole point. You might offend somebody with that speech. That's the whole point of free speech. Sorry, not sorry. I will defend your right to call whatever. I just don't. That's just the way it works. But then you've got to, you know, answer to the replications of that, which are to be denounced, to be debunked, whatever it is that happens to you in the social discourse that happens thereafter. And you just have to be willing to. Well, now you've offended me. Well, you offended me first. Okay, we're both going to jail. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about something else. Let's talk about something crazy, creepy, weird. While I'm at it. While I'm talking about all this weird stuff. This is probably going to be more like a mishmash Monday than a Tuesday. I just tend to, my first show after a weekend, I tend to have to just unload. Which is why mishmash Monday works out really well for me, but unfortunately it's Topical Tuesday. But we're going to use this like a mishmash Monday, but maybe possibly both. I have Candace Owens. David Crowder, actually. Stephen Crowder, I'm sorry. Stephen Crowder. David Crowder's a whole other guy. Stephen Crowder actually came out with a show last week. I don't think he was actually on the show. I think it was Jared, his sidekick there. They kind of got on Candace's, they were kind of her little tirade right now is something about the bees. The bees are controlling, it's all about the bees. And they kept playing the... It's kind of this, the whole, you know, the whatever it is, the X-Files music stuff. And they kept, I guess that was, yeah. And she's fine. The Utah flag, I guess, has some kind of something to do with bees, a beehive. And there's the bees, there were these robot bees or trained bees or something that had to do something to do with something. It was with Charlie Kirk's death. And it was this whole conspiracy. She's really off on some weird conspiracy stuff lately. And I don't understand. You know, I think she's kind of lost the plot here. I think this is like textbook, literally lost the plot. You've kind of run off the rails. into some subjects where nobody cares. You're now turning into the Alex Jones of now Alex Jones. He's said some things that he's actually done some research and he has some information. And it's unfortunately it's his presentation many times, and it's the way he goes off the deep end with some of this stuff. but he's legitimate in some of the things he finds. And that's where, and of course, now you've got RFK Jr. He's legitimate in, I think, 97-98% of the stuff he's talking about. I think he's spot on. The problem is he's really hard to listen to. People don't like to listen to him because he's just hard to listen to. For me anyway, he's very difficult to listen to. I mean, I think that's the case. I think when he tries to argue, he has that throat issue, which I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying it just objectively makes it hard to listen to. And I think that the presentation, I think, hurts the what would be a normal credibility, easy listening kind of thing, which I would rather listen to that, but knowing that he's not some slick talker. Or you have Gavin Newsom who comes up there and his hands are going all over the place. It just no matter what he's talking about, he's got to use his hands to give some kind of a animated idea of what he's saying, which again I've talked about that last week. That's a cloaking portrayal thing, or he's trying to distract you from what he's actually saying. because he doesn't believe what he's saying. So I have so there's that. And then you have just wacky, crazy stuff going on here with Candace. And I don't know. I don't know how she has a listening audience anymore at all. I really don't. Who's listening to this? Now it's turned into more of a clown show. You tune in just to see what kind of wacky stuff she's going to say. And now I have a theory about it. most of this happened after she got married. Now she got married to a Catholic. I don't know if he was Catholic when they got married. I think he might have been. But he either became Catholic or joined the Catholic Church. I know she joined the Catholic Church after she got married, is the way I understand it. She converted to Catholicism. It wasn't long after that when she was, kind of got into it with Dennis Prager. She was working for Prager, and she, this whole thing about Christ is King, or maybe it was, I guess she ended up working for Shapiro at the time, Ben Shapiro. And this whole thing about Christ is King, and that was offensive, supposedly, and you can't just come out and say that, and blah, blah, and you can't, the context it was used was weaponizing it or somehow, or whatever was going on with that. And there were even people, Andrew Clavin, and some other people came out and defended Ben Shapiro for, Ben didn't actually fire Candace. It was actually Jason Bourne. But Jason was just Ben's right arm. Ben is the one who runs the Daily Wire. Anyway, so all this stuff was cracking down, and of course, Candace, during this whole process, she got basically asked to leave. I think she was asked to resign. I'm not sure if she resigned or she was fired. And I was asked to resign once. And you're basically being fired. It's a nice way of being fired. You're not being terminated. You're being, you can, that way on your next resume, you can say, I resigned. Now, I resigned. First time ever in my life I've ever been asked to resign, and I was fired. First time ever in my life I was fired. And guess where I was fired from? A church organization. Yeah, that was. Yeah. It wasn't for anything immoral. It wasn't for anything other than just they claim I wasn't doing my job. I was putting in 50 hours a week. I was on a salary position for 15 hours a week, which at the time I didn't know, but it's actually highly illegal in the state of Indiana. if you are on a salary-based job that is less than full-time and you work more hours, then what's your part-time hours include? Guess what? They have to pay you for that. I was not getting paid for 50 hours of work, or even 30 hours of work, or 20 hours of work. I was not getting expense accounts for driving or any kind of mileage reports, mileage that I was driving. I was getting paid for 15 hours a week. But I wasn't doing my job. Now, there was another position I had. I had two positions at that church for a while. The other position was a temporary technology position. I got paid straight time. I got paid straight hours per work, whatever. And I just reported my hours, and I did my thing. No issues. Until one day, something didn't come through. I ordered something for the church. We were supposed to roll this thing out. It was a children's ministry thing. It was actually, I guess, and it wasn't children's. Well, it was children's ministry, but it was children's daycare, basically for children during the service. It was child care during the service. And they were computerizing everything, and everybody's going to get these barcodes, and we're going to get these little, all the parents would get a little sticker thing, like a little tag that was a barcode. And then you'd have it's this whole computerized child chip thing, basically. I don't know how else to explain it. It wasn't the evil beast, but it was similar kind of technology that's going to be used. Anyway, we ordered these things. We ordered like thousands of these barcode little sticker things that were not sticker things, but they're little plastic cards, kind of like what you used to get when you joined a club at Kohl's or whatever. And the company that I ordered from didn't come through. And I checked with them again. They were like, well, it was a very small company that was making these, and apparently the owner of the company, the main guy, it was kind of a family-owned operation, was in the hospital. He had sepsis. He almost died during this whole process. And, of course, while all that's going on, they're behind on their orders, and they got behind on our order. And, of course, that caused us to go, well, we've ordered these. Do we just wait, or what do we do here? I got called by my immediate report there, the guy that I reported to, started chewing me out about the whole thing, and how we're gonna roll this out in this week, and now we can't roll it out, and now everybody's gonna be really disappointed, and everybody was really looking forward to this, and now it's not gonna happen, and we've announced it's gonna happen on that day, and it's not gonna happen, and it ended up happening on that day. There was no concern, there was no compassion, there was no care about the people. The guy was in the hospital almost dying. He ended up surviving, he ended up living. But to me, it kind of opened my eyes to the fact that, hey, what is going on here? This is more important than a man's life here. Why aren't we offering prayers to this guy? Why don't we bring it up in front of the church and say, hey, we were going to do this with our supplier. Let's pray for him. He's in the hospital. This may not happen. This is an opportunity to bring something before the congregation. That should be our first thought, shouldn't it? Am I crazy there? Is that just me being defensive? I'm trying to put myself in their shoes. I'm trying to put myself in everybody's shoes here, trying to figure out what's the proper response to this? I finished up that job, and there was more stuff going on that they wanted me to continue on with that particular technical side of things, getting with internet and everything else that was happening in the church with Wi-Fi and stuff. It was kind of helping with some of those kinds of things. I stepped away from that position. And I'm glad I did. That was one thing I didn't need to do. But then the other position, and that was more just I just have too much going on to continue doing this. I liked the work I was doing, and I for the most part got along with my supervisor, who was actually one of the assistant pastors there. But then the whole thing with the other position I had, my other position was kind of difficult. That's the one where they asked me to resign. One of the reasons is because I'm not going to get into it. I'm just going to let it go. Go on from there. This was 10 years ago, probably. I don't know. Maybe more. So, government shutdown. Let's talk about that. What's going to happen here with the government shutdown? Now, basically, we've been told it looks like it's looming and it's going to happen. That's the bottom line, is the government shutdown is going to happen. I've lived through several of these in my lifetime. Of course, the threat always comes up every year. It seems like it's never an ending thing. And this, I don't have all the details for you on this particular one. All I know is that basically J.D. Vance has come out and said, yeah, it's the shutdown's going to happen. And it's Schumer's fault. Schumer can't pull his people together. Of course, anything that they say doesn't matter what is agreed upon. You could give them everything they want, and they're not going to agree to it because they're going to try to put this on Trump. Everything they do is an attempt to blame Trump for something that they think they're going to win back people for in the midterms. Now, they know they're just throwing Hail Marys now at this point, because they're basically so far off on any chance of winning the 2026 midterms for gaining back the House, which is what they have to do. They realize they've got to get the House back in order to stop Trump, because his agenda, this is where the problem is that they've got to start launching all kinds of impeachment inquiries, and it's all going to start in again. And what they don't realize, or what they refuse to acknowledge, is that here's the problem with the left side. And this is why I want to get into this a little bit, because I don't want to jump ahead of myself, but I want to get into the problem that the left is having right now with their party, with the Democrat Party. Now, so the whole thing here now is boiling down to they're negotiating on some things they can't get past, and what a lot of it has to do is immigration. It is funds that are being given, like things that are typically considered entitlements, that the left wants to be offering or enabling, handing out the handouts that are done, the safety net that's there. They want that to be included into the, because they're what they're saying is, well, illegal immigrants can't, they'll say they can't vote. But then they're concerned about ICE showing up at the polls because it's going to intimidate people from coming to vote. Well, if you're a legal citizen, why would you be intimidated by ICE being there? Then the second thing they do is they're saying, well, illegal immigrants can't get Social Security. They can't get benefits. They can't get all the health insurance stuff. They can't get on it. Can't get any of that. Okay, so we have a bill here that says we can't, that we're making sure that it actually says that specifically. It bars anyone that's not illegal from getting this and that, from non-citizens, basically. And they're pushing back on that. Well, why would you be pushing back on the wording there? Because I thought they already couldn't qualify for that. The biggest problem right now that the Democrats have is all of the USAID money is drying up. When you look at how the machine was working before, and now how they've basically put an end to that endless flow of cash that they were getting, they're hurting, and they know it. They don't have the funding to continue doing what they were doing. Now, there's a guy who's come out with a book now about the 2020 election and what's been going on with voting. He was actually being interviewed by somebody. Who was it? Stephen Gardner. I think Stephen Gardner was interviewing this guy, talking about what's going on with the voting machines, how Hugo Chavez was basically in Venezuela, was part of this whole thing in creating, he was funding the creating of this software for the voting machines, which is what they used. That's how he stayed in office, was with these voting machines. Now, somehow he claims that they were planning on having Kamala Harris win 2024, and somehow it got blocked. He wouldn't get into the specifics of that on the interview, but the effect of this software was blocked. He didn't say how or why or what. My guess is that Elon Musk may have had something to do with that. They may have actually been able to protect outside influences from some of the voting machines. I don't know. The Musk machine, the organization, has, you know, of course, ever since he bought Twitter and everything was happening there, he has hired some very high-tech specialists. That may have been, or he may have funded, I don't know what happened there with all of that. All I know is that he potentially was behind some of the crafting of the issues, and that's I think that's how he got in with the whole Doge thing as well for a while there. It's because he was able to track down and trace a lot of things that were going on, and that's how they were able to set things off. Now, having said all that, I don't know. It's all allegations. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not an expert on any of these things. And anything that I say is all alleged. Nothing is known to me by anything, by any means. I'm not accusing anybody of anything other than just, you know, unless somebody does something stupid, because stupid is a stupid does, and I'll accuse you of that. But other than that, that's where I stand. I stand on nothing. I just my own opinions, what I stand on. But I do stand on my opinions, and I believe my opinions are my opinions. There you go. Can't argue with that. Unless I sue myself. Okay. Anyway, got to bring the show to a close here. In my opinion, the government, we will experience a government shutdown. You're not going to see crazy, wacky stuff like there was under Obama. Remember, under Obama, there was a government shutdown. Blamed it on the Republicans. They shut down all kinds of memorials in unattended memorials. They closed them off, especially the war memorials in D.C. Closed them off, and they actually had to have guards there where they didn't normally have people standing there. It was just an open memorial, just a statue or whatever. They had guards standing around. How do you do that? It didn't cost you a dime before. Now, all of a sudden, you shut the governments down. Now, it costs you more money to have it shut down, have the statue shut down. We're going to shut down the statue. We're going to cover it up so you can't see it. That's just wacky, crazy, stupid stuff like that. Well, nobody's going to get their Social Security. Nobody's going to get their benefits. Yes, you still will get your stuff. That stuff doesn't – those are considered essential services, and you're not going to – just the things that they say are all hyperbolic – scare tactics. That's all they have. Now the right does this as well, but it's not to the extent, to the extremity, not the hyperbolic stuff that they will say. It's just, and then they'll turn right around and say, "I'm not being hyperbolic at all. We're not going to have elections in 2028. I'm not being hyperbolic. He's gonna keep on running. He's gonna keep on going. He's not gonna keep on going. Now this, what? By the way, what does that stir people up to do? Oh, we got to shut this guy down. We got to stop him any way possible. Some wacko crazy guy out there is going to think, I got to save the country. Who knows what they're willing to do to save the country, to be a hero. There's wacky, stupid, crazy, deranged people out there. And you got leaders who supposedly are supposed to be some kind of... Anyway, folks. That's really all I should be doing today. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to have a live show tomorrow. Actually, I'm not going to be able to have a live show tomorrow. I just now realized I have a breakfast thing I have to go to tomorrow, and that is just not going to work. Unless I do it really early, which if I get some things done today and I actually am able to make that happen, I might possibly be able to do a live show tomorrow morning, early in the morning. We'll have to just see how today goes. So that's what it's going to amount to. In the meantime, folks, there will be a show today, show tomorrow, I might have a show on Thursday or Friday, possibly, but it will be pre-recorded the night before if I do have one. That's all I can say about that. Anyway. In the meantime, folks, good to hear from you. Call the show, 812-317-9877, whatever it is. God bless. Have a great rest of your week. Take care. I will probably be here tomorrow, hopefully. God bless. The ramblings of a crazy man.